Hello, everyone. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. I just want to give a big old what's up to Alex and everyone at Mr. Crow's class here at the Howard School in Atlanta, Georgia. I always love bumping into our CNN 10ers when I am out and about. Thank you, Mr. Crow, for making us part of your day. All right. We've got an awesome and omnibus show today, and we're starting with a massive strike against three major hotel chains. More than 10,000 union workers at nine U.S. cities went on strike Sunday at Hilton, Hyatt, and Marriott hotels. About 200 hotel employees in Baltimore joined the walkout yesterday. So why are these workers going on strike? Well, they say they want higher pay, better conditions, and more people hired to help take the load off. The union says the hotel business has recovered from the hit it took during the COVID pandemic, but employee salaries haven't gone back up. Now, spokespeople for Hilton and Hyatt say they are committed to reaching deals with the union and negotiating fair contracts. The 25 affected hotels are reportedly still open, but guests are dealing with a skeleton staff. These strikes are set to end after 3 days, and some employees have already gone back to work. But the union is threatening to expand the strike to as many as 65 hotels in 12 different cities. Next, we head to America's largest military base overseas, Camp Humphreys in South Korea. It's just 60 miles away from the demilitarized zone that separates the nation from North Korea, and the importance of the base has grown in recent years as North Korea becomes more of a military threat by building up its nuclear arsenal. CNN's Mike Valerio takes us there now.
It's where rock concerts roar and where families find new homes in Korea. Like the Cook family, trading their lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, for Camp Humphreys, South Korea. It's the Army's busiest airfield in Asia and the biggest U.S. military base overseas. Camp Humphreys is about 60 miles away from North Korea, driving distance from the heavily fortified demilitarized zone, the DMZ, which divides the Korean Peninsula. More than 40,000 people call Camp Humphreys home, including the Cooks. They have not one, but two sets of twins, the youngest just 8 months old.
And when you set this, you won't have to.
They came here because of Sergeant Terry Cook, an Army IT specialist here to support the critical U.S.-South Korea military alliance.
We met in Cincinnati, Ohio.
But in dad mode with his wife, Ree, he says it's all about supporting his parental platoon.
I just really like to, you know, spend as much time and maximize our time with this whole unit I got here.
I just look how you look right now. You are literally super dad.
Camp Humphreys hosts the only U.S. Army division, which is partially made up of South Korean soldiers. But the goal for families here is to immerse in Korean culture, which is especially important for Ree since she lived in Germany as a kid when her dad was a sergeant in the Army.
Being able to provide my children with the same cultural experiences that I was given as a child is just extremely important to me as a mother.
But for those looking for a slice of America, there's plenty. Texas Roadhouse, Yonbase Golf Course, and one of the biggest 4th of July celebrations on this side of the world. There's also the feeling of belonging. Jubilation after years in the Army, finally becoming American citizens. Non-commissioned officer, NCO, Sergeant Vanessa Ramo was born in the Philippines, supported here at her naturalization ceremony by her platoon.
I didn't expect it to be here, honestly. It's great to do it overseas somewhere, especially in Korea. I love Korea.
A slice of America, inextricably part of the Korean tapestry, and for its newest residents, hardly far from home. Mike Valerio, CNN, Camp Humphreys, South Korea.
Pop quiz hotshot. What color shirt collar is most often associated with jobs that involve manual or skilled trade? Purple, pink, blue, or white? If you said blue, put your hands up. Blue collar jobs is a term dating back to the 1920s. Did you know that there is a shortage of plumbers, electricians, and other skilled workers in America? As the current generation retires, there aren't enough new workers going into the trades. Now, social media influencers that work in these industries are hoping to inspire people to consider their crafts when choosing a career path.
Ooh.
With hashtags like trade jobs and blue collar, mechanics, welders, plumbers, and electricians are using social media to connect and inspire.
You hear that, like, an electrician does electrical work, but you don't necessarily, like, know what that entails. And now that it's, like, coming into social media, people are seeing these jobs and actually figuring out that they're, like, attainable.
One time I was visiting a school, and one of the kids was like, hey, I really wanted to introduce myself to you. It's like, you're the reason I want to do construction.
I think the culture that we're in, I think it's shifting. I don't think the trades are as frowned upon as maybe they would have been, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Social media influencers are making trade jobs cool, demonstrating another path to financial security at a time when college costs are soaring.
All right, this customer has no AC in the house.
A four-year degree does not mean success. It doesn't mean happiness. It doesn't mean financial, you know, security.
I think that social media is showing people that you can not have to go to school and you can, like, join a trade and there's no, like, debt.
We were able to buy a house at my age, at 22 years old, and I feel like that is a very easy example to people that maybe don't think is a viable career option.
And more women are working in the trades than ever before.
I think that it's not only for men, but especially, like, I think it's really important to also understand, like, your characteristics and what you can handle, because it does take, like, a lot of grit, but it is rewarding and you're learning, like, a life skill that you'll have forever, too.
A shortage of skilled workers looms as older generations retire.
If we don't have young people in the trades are going to die out and we're not going to have people building infrastructure.
Social media is definitely putting a new lens on the stigma behind construction because it's no longer being seen through someone else's perspective. Yeah, I think it's just showing the cool side of construction.
Oh, Lord.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is proof that age really is just a number. At 65, Nora Langdon was struggling just to climb stairs. 16 years later, at the age of 81, she became a world record-breaking power lifter. You've got to see this inspiring story.
So we went out to the first state meet, and I said, all these young girls, there's no way I'm going to win.
We put down what our starting weights are going to be, and I heard on loudspeaker, with Nora Langdon's coach, please come to the table. I run there. I said, yeah, I'm hurt. I'm her coach. What's the problem? Well, her number is kind of high for a woman her age.
He said, no, it's not a mistake. Just watch her. And I did it real easy.
She set all the national records and world records for her age with weight class. She broke the squat, bench, deadlift, and total records for her age, her first meet. I knew she could compete, but never thought she was going to be a world-class lifter.
They said I was the best in the world at that point. I love what I do. It's just amazing. Some of my family said, you should quit. But I never quit. You heard it all your life. When you retire, sit down, do nothing, watch TV. That's the worst thing you can do. If you don't want to power lift, fine. Walk. If you like to roller skate. Do something. But keep that body moving until the Lord call you home.
She is awesome. A power lifter lifting our souls. All right, big congrats to our hashtag Your Word Wednesday winner, Mrs. Downs class from Central Columbia in Bloomsburg, PA, for submitting omnibus, an adjective meaning containing or including many items. Thanks for boosting our vocabulary today. You all really brought it. So many great words to choose from. We're going to do it again next week. Our shout out today goes to Valley View Middle School in Edina, Minnesota. Go Hornets! See you right back here tomorrow, lovely people. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.